This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we had the Grammys last night. What did you think? Huh? Any surprises there? Hello. gosh, Adele, it was a great night for her and for all the artists. And, of course, a little bit of politics. Why not? Joe Avila. I don't know if you like that dress or not. I mean, well, bless her heart. I mean, came out and took a stand, had the Trump dress on, Make America Great Again. She looked rather lovely. You know, and for her to have the courage. You talk about courage, you know, to be there in that kind of environment that obviously was anti-Trump. And, you know, throughout the majority of the presentation, it was, you know, even starting with the host, MC, there was a question, you know, a little blast on Trump. So the jibes here and there and a whole shot. But hey, what do you expect? It's all part of the become part of the left, which is amazing, you know, that our music has turned that way. We would hope that it would be somewhat neutral in some cases, except where it's obvious. But, you know, as J-Lo said, it's music that has been, you know, leading the way in a form of expression, yes, to a degree. But, hey, let's have a civil conversation. Let's figure it out. I think that's some of the bothersome stuff, Scott, about music, is that, especially when the language gets fast and loose. But anyway, we'll pick up and we'll have more about that conversation a little bit later on. But right now, I want to play this soundbite from Bernie Sanders, who says our protesters are not a Tea Party for the left because they were funded by, you know, because the Tea Party was funded by billionaire Koch brothers. But I guess we can't talk about George Soros, another billionaire. You know, it's just amazing, the hypocrisy. And it gets, you know, it's just so easily exposed. It just doesn't, you don't even have to listen that closely. But listen to what Bernie Sanders had to say.
Discussion about raising the minimum wage to a living wage, pay equity for women.
Let me ask you this, Senator. We've seen a lot of anti-Trump activism over the last 3 weeks. Once again, every Saturday of his presidency so far, we've seen some protests. There's a lot of energy in the progressive movement. But there's a lot of debate about what Democrats should do about it. First of all, do you believe this is a Tea Party for the left? And if so, what lessons did you learn in 2009 that you think can be learned by the Democrats now?
No, it's not a Tea Party, because the Tea Party was essentially funded by the billionaire Koch brothers family. This is a spontaneous and grassroots uprising of the American people. And let me just mention to you, Chuck, and you may be the first to hear this. On February 25th, 2 weeks from yesterday, there is in fact going to be rallies all over this country. And I think you're going to see people in conservative areas, in progressive areas, asking the Republicans, what are you going to do when you throw 20 million people off of health insurance? How many of them are going to die? What's your plan? What are you going to do when you raise prescription drug costs on average $2,000 for senior citizens? Are you going to really repeal the protection against pre-existing conditions, so that people who have cancer or heart disease will no longer be able to get insurance? You're going to throw kids off their parents' health insurance program. Republicans are going to have to start answering those questions. And the American people are pretty clear. Overwhelmingly, they want to improve the Affordable Care Act. They do not want to simply repeal it.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Kind of interesting. You know, Bernie brings up the very problems that Obamacare delivered you know, to the people. You know, what are you going to do when you knock people off? Well, that's what Obamacare did. It knocked people off of insurance. You know, it's amazing. They want to spend so much time indicting the problem instead of putting their shoulder to the problem and coming up with solutions, Bernie. What are you talking about in order to make this? What are your ideas to heal this you know, this healthcare system that's been on code blue for, you know, just about 6 years now. And, you know, all you have to do is to be critical of Republicans. Look, we need to be united on this thing and find some way we can, or heaven help us, it will be a mess. There's no doubt about it, because that's the bottom line. And I believe this is what Republicans, and I believe some good-meaning Democrats want as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us, America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information. You can connect with any one of the 280 affiliates plus that we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. With us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Joseph Ferra, editor, founder, and CEO of WorldNetDaily.com, the Internet's largest independent news site, a veteran newspaper editor having run the Sacramento Union and the news department of the L.A. Herald Examiner. I'll tell you, Joseph, it's always good to talk to you because you take me back home, and I remember the old days of the L.A. Herald.
you're one of the survivors from long ago, huh?
Yeah, Southern California boy, born and raised, so all kinds of fun. So whenever I hear about the Examiner, I always think of it very fondly. Good memories.
Fun paper.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of fun times as well, this is an exciting time in our country, in our government, a new hope. People are starting to dream big dreams again. And this new president has really energized the Beltway, and I think probably in a way that it didn't expect.
Well, a lot of people didn't expect it. I did, but... And I'm gratified for, you know, the change of direction that things are going in. And actually, I'll tell you a little secret, Bill. I mean, I actually anticipated release of this book in January because I thought, you know, I think people, a lot of folks, the target audience for this message, they're going to be rejuvenated come January. And that's exactly what has happened. But, you know, this is not a political book at all. This is a spiritual book. And, you know, that's the first priority for believers anyway.
Right.
To think that any man is going to fix everything, of course, is misguided.
Right.
I think politics is a worthy endeavor for believers to be involved in. But, you know, our priority needs to be being directed by the Holy Spirit and
without a doubt,
you know, preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God.
Well, if our politics is grounded in our faith and our spiritual roots, which is what our founding fathers did, you know, we can get a lot accomplished here, and we do have an opportunity, Joseph. I think the timing of your book was excellent in terms of what was happening in this country. People were very desperate. I mean, you know, you talk to Franklin Graham, and the kind of bonfires of revival that was taking place in this country. We know around the world there's already been bonfires of revival taking place. As Charles Finney once said, revivals happen when it's most needed. And if there was ever a time, not only in America, but around the world, that a revival was needed, I don't know how much worse it needs to get. Do you?
No, I don't. You know, the other thought that went through my head is maybe it's maybe the better time for release would be when people are in the doldrums and their only option is, you know, spiritual revival.
Right.
It is what it is. And well, I think people are willing to hear about the restitution of all things, which is the title of the book, mm-hmm. and what that means to them, so that we can keep our priorities straight.
Well, and I think you frame this in such a good way, because a lot of people, you know, have a different understanding of who Jesus was and what his mission on earth was. You know, I've said to people, I don't think he came to set up denominations.
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
And you know, and what? Why did he just appear to the Jews? Why did he just come to Israel? And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there in the church, maybe it's the predominant, you know, part of the church that believes the promises to Israel are no longer. And that's something we deal with in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're to take the Bible literally, I'm sorry, there is no option for replacement theology.
Exactly.
Because we've been, you know, we've been sold a bill of goods, because mm-hmm. if God's word is true, I mean, Old Testament and New, it's one story, and it's all about Israel.
Exactly.
And, you know, the great favor, the grace that Jesus brought to us was being, you know, grafted into those promises mm-hmm. as Gentiles.
Right. Well, I think the challenge we've had from day one is understanding what our purpose is and what our place is. You know, what's our role in God's kingdom and in God's plan right now here on earth? That's the challenge. I mean, anybody outside of the children of Israel said, wait a minute, how can God love you best? You know, and of course, that has created a 1,000-year confrontation that still has been lit up in the Middle East and has people confounded. And ever since then, they've been trying to push it out. But God has a purpose for those that are not his specific chosen people, and that is, and it's spelled out in Genesis 12, if we bless Israel, hey, God's going to bless us. If we curse Israel, well, then get ready. You're going to get cursed.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, I've been in the church for 40 years. I got, mm-hmm. you know, saved in college. I won't go into all the nasty things I was doing before that, but for 40 years I've been in the church, and good churches,
mm-hmm.
and I've never heard a sermon on what this book is about.
Right.
Not even a sermon. I've never been in a Bible study about the kingdom of God, which is mm-hmm. what this book is about. And, you know, realizing that, it hit me, you know, are people truly preparing themselves for the kingdom of God, which is what it's all about?
Exactly.
There's so many prophecy books out there, so many prophecy messages, and I love prophecy, don't get me wrong. This is a prophetic book. But where most prophecy books end, this prophecy book begins. We don't get into all of the stuff that's going to happen in the tribulation and when the rapture is going to be or any of those things. It's all about after Jesus comes, then what? And I would ask your audience to consider what they know about that kingdom age.
Right.
And do they realize they're going to be living in that mm-hmm. kingdom age? Because if King David is going to be there, in all likelihood, believers today are going to be there too, whether they were raptured out or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited about this message after pouring myself into it, studying the scriptures and trying to find out every possible thing I could find out about the kingdom age. And that's ultimately what this book is all about.
And the opportunity in the here and now, Joseph, is to prepare ourselves as much as possible this side of heaven of understanding what it is. But what we can understand through God's word and through his words from his lips to our ears, hopefully, and to our hearts, is that we understand that he has not given up on us. The deal is still on, and that is that he wants to bring us all together in perfect alignment, designed and living out the purpose that he designed us for. It's not like we're a bunch of, you know, theoretical projects that he said, well, you know, maybe this might happen. Joseph might be able to do this. I mean, before you were born, he says, while you were in your mother's womb, he created a beginning and an end for you, and he saw it. He saw it to its fulfillment. So this isn't a theoretical deal, right?
Not at all. It's pure scripture. There are probably more scripture quoted in my book than any other thing. I mean, for sure. And what I think is important about, how do we prepare for the kingdom of God? Well, you got to start by questioning all the assumptions that you've accepted because you were taught by somebody that this is the way it's going to be. I think that's very critical because if you look at what Jesus preached about, all four Gospels, go through all four Gospels. I challenge people early on in the book to do this. I take one and pour through it for people. But it's
hey, Joseph, let me stop you right there. We're going to stop you because we got to go to break. We'll be right back and we'll pick it up right there. Joseph Farah is with us. We're talking about his new book, The Restitution.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Martinez.
Welcome back to America 19 Minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We're visiting with Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily and talking about his brand new book, The Restitution of All Things, Israel, Christians, and the End of the Age. Joseph, we had to abbreviate the last paragraph that you wanted to share with people, and it started out with encouraging them to read the gospel and to read the gospel with a new purpose.
Reread it. I know everybody listening to you has read it probably 1,000 times. But here's the thing. Here's the question I want you to ask yourself as you're reading the Gospels with, you know, with a fresh look. What is the biggest controversy that Jesus has? Where is the conflict? Where does the conflict emerge? And it's very easy answer. You know, the Jews were expecting Jesus to challenge the Roman authorities. If he was the Messiah, that's what they were looking for to happen. Jesus doesn't really do that. Jesus's beef, if you will, is with the established religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priest, and so forth. And what he continues to tell them is that they are accepting the commandments of men and not the scriptures.
Exactly.
And that's a good question for us as Christians to consider. Are we guilty of that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Because these were, you know, Jesus actually has some high praise for the Pharisees because they're so meticulous in the way that they try to practice their faith. But they made an error. And the error was basically the oral tradition, which was not scriptural, and they were elevating that above scripture. Do Christians today, I've challenged, you know, the audience out there, to ask yourselves, are we, you know, believing what men are teaching us about the kingdom of God, about everything that we do? You know, are there any Pharisees in the church today? And I have to tell you, I really do believe that we are guilty of that as well.
Exactly.
And that's the preparation. I think that, you know, that's the preparation we need to make ourselves worthy of the kingdom of God. Not that we have to do any work. I'm not a works-based salvation person. Forget that.
Right.
It's grace and grace alone.
Mm-hmm.
But still, do we want to please the Lord or not? Do
exactly.
we want to do what the Lord wants us to do or not? And maybe there are some things that we're not doing or we are doing that we've got to get rid of.
Well, and that's why Jesus, you know, checked our hearts. He, you know, he challenged us. He said it wasn't what went into our mouths. It's what came out of the heart. You know, it's what came out of the mouth, which was an extension of what lied in our hearts. And that's the opportunity. And God says, look, if you're going to come to me, you got to come to me with all sense of humility, pursuing the truth. And God will reveal himself. Joseph, as I was reading your book, I couldn't help but be impressed that as you were doing this, that you were getting revelation almost like with each chapter. And when I talk about revelation, for those, I want to make sure that you understand, when I talk about revelation, I'm talking about something that comes from the throne room of God. It's like you're so connected and attuned with what you're presenting, what you're trying to communicate, that the Holy Spirit is bringing you into an area of the throne room that is absolutely precious.
Well, I appreciate that. I really did, you know, call on the Holy Spirit as I was. This book is the result of about 10 years of intensive Bible study and, you know, mostly with my wife and at home with my family, privately, you know, and we were discovering things. And the more we called on the Holy Spirit to, you know, to open our eyes to the scriptures that we were already, you know, very, very familiar with. I mean, you know, my study of prophecy goes back 40 years. I don't know if you know, Bill, but I mean, I studied at the feet of Al Lindsey for 10 years.
Yeah,
we worked
right.
together
I was
on
aware
all
of
kinds
that.
Of things.
Exactly.
But yes, I mean, without a doubt, we got revelation. And I believe that, you know, I'm more passionate about this than I ever been in all those years that I've been a believer.
Well, you say the restitution of all things is a primer on the Hebrew roots of the Christian faith that will forever give you a new appreciation of the work Jesus did on the cross. Unfold that for us a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that, first of all, one of the important things I tried to share with readers of the book and audiences when I talk is that the Bible is an Israel-centric book. Mm-hmm. And it's an Israel-centric book for a reason. All the lessons that the children of Israel learned or failed to learn, they're there for us, too. I mean, they're not just like throwaway stories.
Right.
Okay. So that's number one. And number two is there are prophecies for the future that are as yet unfulfilled. These are the ones we seldom talk about when we talk about prophecy, except for the near-term ones. You know, it seems to me that most prophetic teachers are focused on what's right around the corner. What's the first thing that's going to happen before we enter this great tribulation? And then what's going to happen? And they were really concerned about the timeline of that tribulation, which is a 7-year period, but so little focus on what comes after when Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings, is reigning and ruling over the whole earth.
Exactly.
And again, that's the focus of this book. And I pour through every scripture, and there are a multitude of them. You know, the title of this book is The Restitution of All Things, and it comes from Acts 3, where Peter uses that phrase, and he uses it to say, whom the heaven must receive until, and he's talking about Jesus, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So in other words, this is the time of the great refreshing, the great restoration, the great restitution. It's what we should be preoccupying our minds. It's the great hope for cleaning up this, you know, crummy world we live in.
Well, you're looking at perfect alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and all that he created, everything coming together, you know, according to its design, its intended design and purpose. I mean, that is going to be a time of joy and fulfillment beyond anything that we could ever appreciate.
Right.
You know,
have you ever wanted to, you know, have you ever thought, you know, I would like to have lived in the Garden of Eden. Well, this is going to be the closest we'll ever come to knowing what that experience was like. It'll be a kind of a paradise on earth with charge, ultimate justice, ultimate truth, ultimate knowledge. And so, you know, as I realized that, as I was reading those words from Peter, you know, that's what got me hooked on this study.
Yeah.
And this is I became passionate about sharing it with others.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did in this book, The Restitution of All Things. Joseph, you know, we touched on this ever so slightly, but in your book you boldly address the Middle East conflict.
That's right. It's a whole chapter in the book, and it's one that is very close to my heart because, you know, I'm an Arab American. And we think of the Middle East conflict as one of the Arab versus Israel. And, you know, I love the Arab culture and language and all that stuff. And, but there's an answer to it. You know, God's got a Middle East peace plan. That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it in Isaiah 19. The very end of Isaiah 19, I'm going to read you three verses because...
Okay, we've only got about 40 seconds here left. I'm sorry, so we'll have to do it quick. Okay,
well, I'll make it shorter than the three verses and tell you to go read the last three chapters of Isaiah 19. You will find out the incredible blessings that God has for Egypt and Assyria, the Arab nation. And the first time I really got this, it brought tears to my eyes. And there's an equal inheritance, if you will, an equal blessing between Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. I'm convinced the only way the Middle East is going to come to peace is through, you know, the Jesus returning and settling this matter once and for all.
Without a doubt, Joseph Farah with us, the book that will broaden your thinking and get you thinking even deeper, which is a good thing. The Restitution of All Things, Israel, Christians, and the End of the Age. Joseph.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez Live.
Hey, just wait, like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this 280-plus affiliate list available for you. All our friends are co-conspirators, so to speak, if that's what you want to say. We appreciate their affiliation as well as around the world via shortwave. Welcome, America. Maggie Gallagher is with us right now, author of four books on marriage. She's a longtime contributor to National Review, an American writer, socially conservative commentator, wrote a syndicated column for Universal Press Syndicate from 1995 to 2013. She's written books as well, serves as president of the Institute for Marriage and Public Policy. Maggie Gallagher, long time coming. Good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live finally.
It's great to be with you. I'm with the American Principles Project now, and the column we're talking about appeared in stream.org. So I wanted to give them credit.
Well, good. Excellent. And that has to do with Donald Trump liberating Christians from Obama's lawless legacy. And we're seeing some positive signs here, Maggie, aren't we?
Mixed signals. So the column I wrote a few days ago was based on the concerns that the Trump administration said they were going to affirm Obama's executive order that said included gender identity in anti-discrimination in federal hiring for the first time. So that disturbed a lot of people about whether or not Trump is really willing to take on the poison pill that Obama has left in our law, which I think very few people understand. Mm-hmm. But the Obama administration unilaterally and lawlessly decided that every law that bans sex discrimination now also means LGBT discrimination, mm-hmm. which is how they told every public school in America. I still can't get over this bill.
Yes, I understand.
Every public school in America, you have to open not only your bathrooms, but you have to open your girls' shower rooms to intact biological males who are feeling female or are identifying as females. And, it's really amazing. But anyway, so that was the bad news, which is I think Trump has really kind of wavered on how much he's willing to take that particular fire. He's certainly taken a lot of fire in other ways and places. But Jeff Sessions, the new Attorney General, am I just talking on and on? Should I?
No, it's fine. No. I want you to follow the thought here and okay. frame this correctly, sure. Maggie, because as you say, and I have to admit that I don't know why I wasn't aware that President Obama was getting squishy on this particular issue. That would concern me as well. But President Trump. What did I say?
Yeah, you said Obama.
Yes, I meant Trump.
Yes, issues. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Liberty, not his thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, there is a lot of concern because every time the question of conscience protections for, the baker, the wedding professionals, mm-hmm. or for Christian schools are now being told by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission that they cannot fire teachers who enter a gay marriage. That's actually happened in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the transgender issue. If you decide that all the laws against sex discrimination and hiring, et cetera, apply equally to transgenders or to gay people, it's a real frontal legal assault on the rights of Christians and other traditional believers to form organizations, schools, ministries, other than churches, which probably have better legal protection from the Constitution. But at any rate, that still remains an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time religious liberty comes up, he tends to say either we're going to be able to say Merry Christmas, or he talks about the Johnson Amendment, which does nothing to protect us from these new interpretations of law that say you're like a bigot or a racist if you don't believe in gay marriage.
Well, I want to go back on the Jeff Sessions, who was just confirmed, and you say he withdrew an Obama request to the court?
Yes, so that was the good news. It wasn't 24 hours with our new attorney general, and no wonder the Democrats were trying so hard to keep him out.
Mm-hmm.
But he, in a case that is coming out of Texas, where a federal judge issued a nationwide injunction against the Obama guidelines misstating that gender discrimination, sex discrimination means transgender discrimination too. And so the federal judge issues a nationwide injunction. Obama administration in its last few days in office asked him to narrow that to only the 10 or so states that are parties to the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And so this is a complicated legal matter, but the first thing Sessions did basically is withdraw that request. The oral arguments that were going to take place on Valentine's Day tomorrow have now been canceled, and they're considering next steps on what to do in that case, which is Texas et al. Versus the United States, and one of several really important cases on this, which are now percolating through the federal court.
Well, Maggie, this whole issue that Barack Obama gave to our country and gave to its citizens here is, as you stated, your own words, is very complex. And, he opened the door wide open. How do we find ground for reason here to where we can make sense, or is it just a harsh, concerted effort by we the people, hence the court, to kind of put the genie back in the bottle here on this thing? How do we get there to find some kind of, is there some middle ground here?
Well, I don't think there's, right now there isn't any middle ground because the left believes that it's just winning on this issue. That, the fact that the President of the United States believes he can threaten to take away your taxpayer funding of public schools, unless you open your showers to your girl showers to biological males. It's just, to me, these are signals of how far the left has gone. And I believe that under existing law, we are going to need the new conscience protections for traditional believers around sex and marriage. And it is really uncertain that the Republicans in Congress or the Republicans who control the state legislatures are going to act. On the plus side, a lot of the late-term damage that Obama did legally could be pulled back, at least for the duration of the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that eventually the Democrats are probably going to elect another president the way our system works. And unless we put it into statutes, it's going to be this ping pong game where they misuse the power of the presidency. At least that's what I fear. Right. What I fear. The Supreme Court, I see unfolding is that what President Trump promised he would do, he is in fact doing. And one of the things he said on the transgender issue is it should be left up to local schools, states and local schools. And I think that's going to be his administration's positions. He said he would appoint good Supreme Court justices, and it looks like he's going to deliver big time. These are all really important benefits. He said he would defund Planned Parenthood.
The big thing here, Maggie, I'm sorry, the big thing here is can we get a settled understanding on this? I mean, clearly what we have now has created chaos. People are still asking the question, how many people have been affected? I mean, did we have gay, lesbian people that couldn't take showers? I mean, it's like all of a sudden, we have to deal with this issue. I didn't hear any stats on, 50% of the people confused and standing outside of a shower smelling rather badly because they couldn't go in and take a shower. Is that ludicrous?
Well, I don't think there's any problems with gays and lesbians taking showers. And the transgender issue, it's just, we would all like there to be peace, and we would all like to just get along. But it takes two people who want to just get along, and right now the left is just continuing to use what power it has to push the culture, the schools, and the communities farther and farther, into what... looks like, ridiculousness.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Maggie, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back as we continue the conversation here. Maggie Gallagher writing at The Stream on Trump's liberation of Christians.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less. In some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Randy Sutton back with us. Lieutenant Sutton is national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. Randy, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you've got an exclusive that you're breaking here. I guess in part a surprise, in other part very disappointing news that UC Berkeley, UC police in Berkeley were ordered to stand down as helpless victims were beaten in front of them. This is incredulous here, Randy.
It really is. You know, I watched the protest taking place, and I was watching. I was going, where is the police presence? Where are they?
Yeah, that was my thought as well. But I imagine more so for you.
And I had a sinking feeling, I really did, that my suspicions were that they were basically told to stand down. But usually, at least they're there. They're present this time. There was this madness, and there was and literally rioting, and they weren't there. Then later on, you saw one arrest made, which, by the way, turned out to be staged, and they weren't there. So I did some investigation through my resources, and finally, my suspicions were confirmed by someone who was actually ordered to stand down.
Wow.
Not only ordered to stand down, but it gets worse. It gets worse. And this is why we at Blue Lives Matter and I personally am pushing for a Department of Justice investigation into the police chief and the administration of the University of California, Berkeley, for gross malfeasance and for allowing the people to be injured without the police response. And here's what happened. The University of California, Berkeley, University of California system has their own police agency, right?
Exactly, right.
And so they have...
Isn't that the case with most universities, particularly in California?
Yes.
They have their own. It's a separate police department?
Correct.
Right.
And that's not unusual. But what is unusual is that they didn't work with any other police agencies. It was just them. Now they drew on officers from all over the university system. So they had a contingent, probably not an adequate number, but they had over 100 police officers. And when the crowd started to gather, they were allegedly going to be deployed, but they were ordered to go into the Martin Luther King building, which overlooks the plaza where everything was taking place. And they were there for hours. Instead of going outside, they were back behind the glass doors and windows where they were looking out doing nothing.
So the crowd's fervor with lack of accountability and law enforcement is just building and building. Like any other crazy, chaotic situation, they figure they're getting away with it. Why not?
And then to make matters worse is when the black bloc showed up, about 150 people, all dressed in black, armed with pikes and clubs and bricks and mm-hmm. fireworks and Molotov cocktails. And that's when the destruction really began, beating people. And I want you to picture this. This was one of my contacts who are professional law enforcement officers mm-hmm. were ordered to watch people as they were being beaten, mm-hmm. where they demanded to be allowed to go out and arrest and save the people. They were ordered by their supervisors not to.
Wow. It's almost like Benghazi, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. It's absolutely unconscionable. And then the Margot Bennett, who is the chief of police there, of course received the criticism due to her. And instead of admitting, she made up excuses. Claimed that there was that she would escalate the situation had she deployed her police. I mean, basically, here's the deal: she should be indicted. Is really the reality, and the University of California system, which absolutely there is no doubt in my mind, is complicit in this. Pulling the strings. Yeah. And there should be a Department of Justice investigation, and there should be, there should be some serious recrimination from this, because this was policing at its worst, and it's not the cops. Right. Let me be really clear about this: the police officers were chomping at the bit to go out there and do the job.
Because they know, Randy, that look at this kind of civil. Display, and it's not even unrest. I mean, this is planned chaos is what this is.
Yes.
For this to be demonstrated, it makes a big statement, not only there in Berkeley. I mean, after all, this is Baltimore, deja vu all over again. The mayor of Baltimore telling the police to stand down, that somehow, these people had the right and privilege to go and tear up and destroy their community. You know, let them go ahead and do that. Ferguson, yeah. The same thing, right?
Exactly. But I think this is even worse, though. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why I think this is worse. This is because the police officers were literally ordered to watch the mayhem, mm-hmm. to watch people being injured, calling for help, and being refused by their supervisors to allow them to do what they were trained, what they swore an oath to do, and what they, within their heart of hearts, want to do, and that is protect their people.
Well, this compromised their whole philosophy. I mean, on many levels, you know, the impact that it has sociologically for those victims and those that saw it, those of us that saw it on TV, and for the law enforcement, I mean, this really just squirrels things up, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and now the intimidation has begun. The intimidation not to tell people like me who are, you know, I'm called the voice of American law enforcement for a reason, because mm-hmm. they can't have a voice, and they are being shut down. If they know that if they speak publicly, they're going to be fired for telling the truth.
Exactly.
This is a cover up. Of a major magnitude. This should be investigated, and it should not be investigated by the state of California, who I wouldn't trust to to do anything because of the liberal tendencies there, but should be by the Department of Justice.
Well, it's all about CYA. We know that. And as you write, Randy, the epic failure at the University of California, Berkeley, to safeguard lives and property during the recent riot personifies not only ineptitude and cowardice at the highest levels of university and police leadership, but something far darker and insidious. And this is the concerning thing, is how much darker, how insidious does it get?
Well, you know, here's the thing. We, as law enforcement officers, when we swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, that's a pretty serious deal. When you raise your right hand and you swear to God that you will protect lives and property, you will uphold the Constitution. That also includes the constitutional right for someone to have their free speech. Mm. And what they were ordered to do was basically accede to the wishes of a certain political bent in order to allow the protesters to shut down free speech for another individual. Whether you agree with him or not, that's what we do. We uphold the Constitution, and they were not allowed to uphold the Constitution. So not only were people beaten, people's rights to walk through peacefully, were they stopped, but also the right to free speech. And I think that is all part of how insidious this whole debacle was.
Well, you're talking a potential major lawsuit here against the university, aren't you?
Yes. I'm advocating for a lawsuit. I'm advocating that the people who were beaten to come forward to... I spoke to an attorney, John Beckett, who has been quoted several times. He's the attorney for the university police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And he is pushing for an investigation. He has a great deal of information because he can speak with attorney privilege to the police officers that were there.
Exactly.
And there should be, because with a lawsuit, if the Department of Justice doesn't do it, it won't get done, but with a lawsuit, then discovery can come out and
exactly.
Communications can be discovered. And there is no doubt in my mind that this goes to the top levels of not only the police department, but Chief Bennett.
Yes.
I know that he's culpable, but I think this goes all the way up through the University of California system to the top of the food chain.
Well, it's the only way we can push back, Randy. I mean, otherwise, what's the next university? And I thought, you know, here it is. This has happened on several campuses across the country. And the thing that makes this so dangerous is that with each evolution of these kind of outbreaks, it just keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, we're going to get to the point where somebody, you know, and we've had that already, but I mean, even more so, where people start dying, and then what are they going to do?
The first death that happens, it will be a massive cover up. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, they're covering up already, so why wouldn't they do that?
Even more so,
right? Unbelievable.
Exactly.
An exclusive report that Lieutenant Randy Sutton is bringing to us, and that is the UC police in Berkeley ordered to stand down as helpless victims were beaten in front of them. You will hear more. Certainly, this will continue to be discussed, and it needs to be investigated. Randy Sutton, national spokesman for the Blue Lives Matter. Randy, always good to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.